With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Violent storms have left death and destruction in their wake across parts of Iowa, with several tornadoes reported. Greenfield, about 45 miles southwest of Des Moines, was especially hard hit, with multiple fatalities reported. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkler says there is concern the death toll could rise.
Is there any family members or friends that are unable to reach any loved ones? We do encourage people to reach out to our Iowa Department of Public Safety Storm Lake State Radio Communications.
The Storm Prediction Center's Tony Fracasso says today portions of Arkansas and Texas could see severe weather.
Area of, most concern kind of stretches from right basically through the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Meanwhile, the Houston area is still recovering from last week's storms, blamed for at least 8 deaths. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel hitting back diplomatically at several European countries that have declared recognition of an independent Palestinian state.
Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has ordered Israel's ambassadors from Ireland and Norway to immediately return to Israel. He spoke before Spain's announcement. Katz says Ireland and Norway intend to send a message today to the Palestinians and the whole world. Terrorism pays. Katz adds, the recognition could impede efforts to return Israel's hostages being held in Gaza and makes a ceasefire less likely by, he emphasizes, rewarding the jihadists of Hamas and Iran.
And that's correspondent Charles Deledesma reporting. Big public funeral in Iran today for the country's late president, foreign minister, others killed this week in a helicopter crash. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 65 points, NASDAQ futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News. Pope Francis sparks controversy again.
In an interview with 60 Minutes, the pontiff said, "Of the human race, we are all fundamentally good. There are some sinners, but the heart itself is good." His statement seemed to run contrary to the biblical assertions that all have sinned, and the heart of man is desperately wicked. The Pope is already in the process of splitting his own church over the issue of homosexuality, allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A woman in Maine is appealing the dismissal of her lawsuit that accused school officials of encouraging her teen daughter's decision to live as a boy. The teachers provided the girl with a chest binder and began using a new name and pronouns without consulting her mother. A federal judge ruled earlier this month that Amber Levine failed to establish legal claims for which the school district could be held liable. This is SRN News. The House Oversight Committee chair compares President Biden to President Nixon for refusing to release tapes of a special counsel interview.
Last week, the president used executive privilege to block House Republicans from obtaining audio recordings of his interviews with special counsel Robert Hur about his handling of classified documents after the files had been subpoenaed by the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. In an interview with Newsmax on Tuesday, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer compared Biden to former President Richard Nixon, who refused to release recordings of conversations in the Oval Office regarding Watergate. Comer said Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland are afraid of what the American people may hear if the tapes are made public. Hur released a report of the interviews, describing the president as a well-meaning elderly man and described him as having memory problems. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
The Russian Defense Ministry says it has started a round of drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, apparently a warning to the West against deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. More details, SRNNews.com.